Now, could tens of thousands of foreign migrants be working in almost slave-like conditions in the Czech Republic? That's the conclusion of an in-depth investigation by the newspaper Lidové Noviny, which features the story on its front page. The paper says the global financial crisis has made it even easier for unscrupulous agencies to exploit thousands of workers from countries such as Ukraine, Mongolia and Vietnam, using coercion and even physical violence to enslave their victims, many of whom are deeply in debt to human traffickers. Rob Cameron spoke to Irena Konečná, coordinator of La Strada Czech Republic, which deals with the problem.
We monitored the rate of exploitation of employment agencies who brought many migrant workers from Vietnam, and even within last 2 years, 20,000 migrant workers came to work in Czech Republic. And the thing is that those people, they are somehow trapped, because in Vietnam, usually in order to get here to Czech Republic, they have to pay huge debts, usually 6,000 up to 14,000 US dollars. So now they are in the situation when they indebted even whole families and whole communities in Vietnam, and now they don't want to return, even when the government announced the program of voluntary returns, because they know that they bear the responsibility for whole families and communities.
Do you think it's really feasible that there are thousands of people like this, Ukrainians, Mongolians, Vietnamese, being held against their will in this country?
Well, it's the question, because some of them could use the voluntary return program, but I'm afraid that there are many factors why they didn't use it. Those employment agencies even exploit the people more, because they are very much aware that their situation is not good, and they will rather work for very bad money and salary than return back.
The Lidové Noviny article talks about migrant workers, Ukrainians and Vietnamese and Mongolians, etc., being exploited by other Ukrainians and other Vietnamese and other Mongolians. Do you think that Czech citizens are also involved in this practice as well?
Well, this is what I cannot answer, because we don't have evidence who is exactly the person who is exploiting them, because of course, when we did the research last year, we just appointed the problems of exploitation from the side of employment agencies. But of course, there is very crucial role of intermediators, those who are interpreters. So we cannot just clearly say, okay, this is the fault of employment agency, or this is the fault of the intermediator. So this is quite difficult, and I cannot say yes or no.
And finally, what should be done, in your view?
Well, what I would like to stress, Czech law knows trafficking for the purpose of forced labor and other forms of exploitation already since 2004. But within 5 years, there is no sentence, because the system doesn't know what exploitation means. We need to find some precedents what trafficking for purpose of exploitation means. So I think this is what we have to start to do. This is also what La Strada sees as a big problem.
Irena Konečná from La Strada speaking there to Radio Prague's Rob.